T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Maybe I have just gotten used to confirmation hearings like Brett Kavanaugh's, but I didn't think Barr's went so badly on day one. For one thing, everybody there knows Barr. I mean, he was the attorney general for Bush, not 43, 41. This guy has been around a while, and I suppose it's harder to work up a serious case of angst and anger if you know the person. But anyway, it certainly could have been worse. I still would have to say that I'm looking at confirmation, even without the fact that the Republicans have a little more breathing room now that their margin is no longer 51 to 49. It's 53 to 47. And this is probably a somewhat more Republican group of Republicans now that the Corkers, Flakes, and McCains are no longer there. So that means that Mike Pence is not going to have to sit around and be the potential tiebreaker vote in the Senate every time they decide to adjourn for a potty break. So I think it's looking better. Now, 9 minutes now past 6 a.m. here at 106.3 WORD. Just looking at some of the things that that came out of the hearing. Barr said that the president exacted no promises of favoritism. And, yeah, I know, but he had to reassure them of this, I guess, or at least take away that excuse for opposing him, and that he would not direct the Justice Department as an extension of the White House. Yeah, okay, that's what they all do. Provided unflinching assurances that he would allow the special counsel to complete the investigation into the Russian interference probe, which I think is a smart move myself, because so far Mueller has found nothing. He hasn't laid a finger on the president. As they used to say in the Army, he has the president bracketed, but he cannot seem to get him in his sights. I mean, there are peripheral people who have fallen prey to the Mueller probe, and of course those Russians who will never see the inside of a courtroom. But it would be, I think, dumb to interrupt an investigation that has not come anywhere near the president and anywhere near the original mandate, which was to prove that the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. Let him finish. I think that you're going to find that this entire Mueller probe, whenever it ends, presumably this decade, will end not with a bang but a whimper. I just don't. There's no there. That's the problem for the Mueller probe. And this is an interesting comment too. Barr said, "I don't believe Mr. Mueller would be involved in a witch hunt." Well, nobody's perfect. In this case, of course, it's not a case of would be involved in. It's a case of what he has been involved in up to this point. But that reflects, I guess, the long professional and personal friendship with Robert Mueller. Barr went on to say it would be unimaginable that Mueller would engage in conduct that would warrant his removal. Well, it's not unimaginable to me, but be that as it may, I think it would be a dumb move to remove Mueller, especially when he hasn't been able to dig up any goods. And goodness knows, just for the record, if there were goods out there, goodness knows this pack of locusts would have found and devoured the information right up. I can't imagine anything that gives a better bill of health and fairness and lack of criminality to the Trump campaign than this, okay, witch hunt. If they haven't been able to find anything, there's nothing out there, okay? for what it's worth. Barr committed to providing the necessary resources to the special counsel investigation, and he was asked for a pledge to keep Mueller on the job. Barr told Dianne Feinstein, absolutely. One disagreement between the president and his last attorney general, of course, Jeff Sessions, was Sessions' decision to recuse himself from overseeing the investigation. I think we could call that a disagreement. Now, that leads to another point that came out of this hearing day one. It's unclear if Barr would recuse himself. He said he would seek the advice of justice ethics officials on whether he should recuse himself from overseeing this investigation, but he would not commit to following their recommendation. He says, I make the decision. Well, that's right. He would be the attorney general. He would make the decision, adding that he would take action in good faith based on the law and the facts. Again, perfect, right down the middle. I mean, so far, the Democratic senators on the Judiciary Committee are like the Mueller probe. They haven't been able to lay a finger on the subject that they're interrogating. Questions about Barr's recusal have been raised since last month after the disclosure of a 19-page memorandum Barr wrote that said that Mueller's inquiry is fatally misconceived. Why should that be a basis for recusing himself? I mean, it is fatally misconceived. Stating the truth, I would think that lying publicly would be a better reason for a recusal than stating the fact. It is fatally conceived, except, of course, that no one's ever going to pronounce the postmortem in this particular case. Of course, committee Democrats seized on the memo as a gauge of the possible interference taking place here and possible influence over the nominee. Pat Leahy told Barr, if confirmed, the president's going to expect you to do his bidding. I can almost guarantee you he'll cross the line at some point. Well, that's good enough for me. If it's an almost guarantee from Pat Leahy, hey, take it to the bank. We're thrilled to know that. Thank you, Pat. Boy, I'll sleep better just knowing that. Late last year, of course, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker refused to follow the recommendations of ethics officials that he recused himself from involvement in the Mueller inquiry because of public statements assailing the special counsel's inquiry, who was also correct in that regard. There are other things that you can discern from day one, but, you know, it would not surprise me if it was not a 53-47 vote, more like 63 or more votes in favor of Barr. I just don't think that they've got anything to stop him. As I was saying before I was so rudely technically interrupted there, looking at the Barr hearings yesterday, and they really, as Barr was saying he would not shut down the Mueller probe, it occurred to me that the Democrats on the committee are pretty much as effective, or have been so far as effective against Barr as Robert Mueller has been against Donald Trump, and that is not laying a glove on either one. It's interesting. For example, Barr said he would not be bullied and he would resign before he would be bullied. I couldn't help noting as that came out, would a Democrat have faced this? Would Eric Holder have faced that? Or Loretta Lynch faced that? Having been selected by Barack Obama? No, I don't think so. But, of course, this is a Republican, so therefore, obviously, all of these things must possibly happen. I'll wait to see if the Democrats on the committee will ask Barr that, would you promise not to commit murder if President Trump ordered you to kill someone? How far does this go, really? All right. Barr supports a border wall, which is a good thing. As he put it, we need a barrier system on the border in order to get control of the border. Now, don't forget, yeah, to you and me, that falls under the, well, duh category. Maybe if that is told one more time to Democrats on Capitol Hill, the light will dawn. I don't know. I rather doubt it. But, of course, he supports a barrier system. If you're going to be attorney general, which is to say in charge of enforcing federal law, your job would be a lot easier, obviously, if a lot of the people who would come here to break the law weren't allowed to get in the first place. That would certainly be helpful to a law enforcement officer. So, be that as it may, we'll talk some more about that in the border wall a bit later on. But Senator Kamala Harris of California sought to clarify Barr's views. Are you advocating a wall? And Barr answered perfectly, again, perfectly. I am advocating a barrier system. In some places, it may not be necessary to have a wall, unquote. And in some cases, we would add, probably isn't possible in some cases. But if this whole thing is about, we can't build a wall, hey, put up cream cheese. Put up a giant barrier of cream cheese if that'll stop people. That's the criterion here. We're not trying to make the cover of Better Walls and Gardens here. Whatever is effective. In much of the border, a wall would be extremely effective, coupled, of course, with all the bells and whistles that the Democrats seem to love so much as an either-or, drones and cameras and sound detectors and all the rest of that. That's right. It's whatever works. Now, some terrain, of course, is so hilly, in some cases even mountainous, that it might be physically impossible to put up a wall. So put up chain-link fencing or razor wire or whatever works. But this hang-up over a, quote, wall, unquote, maybe we could just put up a wall and call it something else. We could call it, a graffiti board. We could invite all the gangs in the border area to come over and they could spray paint it. Maybe that would make the Democrats happier. I'm not sure. But in any event, that was the question from Kamala Harris. And by the way, I was curious about, since she couldn't actually get a real name as the first name, I called Senator Harris's office. I wanted a clarification on pronunciation, but as it happens, if you call Senator Harris's office, she answers the phone on a recording, and she says, "Hi, this is Senator Kamala Harris." That's how you pronounce the name, like C-O-M-M-A hyphen L-A, Kamala. Just thought you'd want to know, like as in President Kamala Harris. No, I don't think so either. Anyway, that was part of the Barr hearings and one of the few areas of disagreement. But the incredulity on the part of some of the Democrats that, what, he supports a wall? Yes, he's trying to become the chief law enforcement officer of the country. His job would be made much easier if, in fact, a lot of the miscreants who would break our laws couldn't get here in the first place. You always have to speak very slowly and distinctly when you're dealing with Democrats, but in any event. He said he wouldn't be bullied and would resign before he would be bullied, and specifically added he wouldn't be bullied by anybody, which I thought was very pertinent to add. He would not be bullied by Congress either. And, of course, then there was an unlikely star for the whole thing, Barr's grandson, Liam. And, in fact, he was even at one point offered snacks by some of the committee members, which kind of lightened the load. Anyway, bottom line, if the Democrats can't do any better than this, they're going to be hard-pressed to vote against Barr other than, well, he's Trump's pick. Now, I'm not saying they can't do that, but I just don't think this is going to be as close as it might have been. For what it's worth, that's my take on this. I don't think it's going to be nearly as close as it might have been. So that's one in the president's column, I think. He's handled this perfectly, and the Senate Democrat, you could just see their frustration. Gosh, we're so desperately trying to yank this out from under him. Couldn't quite pull it off. Couldn't quite pull it off. It was not an effective moment for them, frankly. But again, you know, Barr leaves them no openings. What are they going to do? 1-800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Checking out the text line, we don't need no stinking wall, we need landmines. Well, I'm sure that would make everybody feel all good to watch the bodies bounce and all the rest of that. But, of course, back in the real world, that wouldn't go over too well. And since presumably We are interested in simply stopping the people from coming here, and a wall would be more effective in that regard, in my humble opinion. But yes, there would be something that I suppose it'd be something to watch. I mean, if we had cameras on the southern border, if there were landmines, I would watch. I admit that. I would watch. Of course, I'd also watch if we adopted my proposal for having barriers, ramps, ropes, just a whole series of barriers, and anybody who got across would be declared the winner of Mexican Ninja Warrior. And, you know, we could let them stay. I mean, make them part of our Olympic team if you could get through. I would watch that. I would watch that. Anyway, from what I could see, if this was the Democrats setting up Barr for a completely partisan, all 47 of them voting against his nomination, that was really weak, really lame. So I'm thinking 60-some votes for confirmation, unless the Democrats come up with something better. And so far, I ain't saying nothing, nothing at all. Again, my take off day one of the hearings regarding William Barr to be Attorney General is that he could pick up Democrats in support. If you're going to oppose someone mindlessly, you should at least try to come up with some kind of rationale. And I'll give them credit. I thought they tried, but there was just nothing there. I mean, he was Barr was the Teflon nominee in that regard. He answered every question, I thought, perfectly. And some of the Democratic thrusts were just kind of sloppy, kind of amateurish. I mean, it certainly wasn't Brett Kavanaugh time, although I'll guarantee you, if they could have found something that they thought was Kavanaugh-ish, if they could have found someone to testify and or lie about William Barr in that regard, I'm sure they would have, but they ain't got anything. I don't think it's going to be a problem because some Democrats are going to insist on having at least a pseudo-reason to oppose him, I think. We'll see. But I'm not concerned about Barr making it on. He'll get there. And we'll see how long it takes. But if this is the opening volley from the new reduced Senate minority for Democrats, it was pretty ineffective. And maybe Chuck Schumer ought to stop and think about that just a little bit. I would note the California teacher strike, the Los Angeles teacher strike, it's 9% of the state, so I guess that's a good deal that is on strike. Oakland teachers are on the verge of a strike vote, by the way, another big school district in California. Sacramento schools are said to be on the verge of bankruptcy. And one interesting thing about what's happening out there, the charter school teachers in Los Angeles are also going on strike. And that's never happened before. These are, in some cases, unionized, in some cases not. Even when they're unionized, they're under separate contracts from the public school teachers. But they're walking out as well. And, of course, one of the complaints, as was noted on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, one of the complaints has been overcrowding. And I was just thinking, you know, gee, what could possibly cause overcrowding in Los Angeles schoolrooms? Now think about, what could that possibly be? Oh, could it be a state government that is welcoming in anybody and everybody who wants to come on up north past the border? Well, gee, maybe. But anyway, that's one of their complaints. And the usual ones, of course, regarding pay and this sort of thing. But there had been quite a split before between the charter schools and the public schools in Los Angeles, where 20% of the students in Los Angeles are taught in charter schools. Statewide, that's more like about, I think, 11%. But now they're both walking out on strike. So the people who are not getting educated in Los Angeles to begin with are now getting educated even less. Just thought we would pass that along to you, because They're getting more and more terribly, desperately third world in California, and that is really really unfortunate. I say that not because a lot of this isn't of their own making, because it is, but they're still a part of the country, and I, for one, am not prepared to saw off the West Coast and give it back to Mexico. So Again, I don't see any change in sight. I mean, you've got a Democrat majority that is, at the moment, about as permanent as you can get. This is a state that would never, ever, ever, ever elect another Ronald Reagan were there another Ronald Reagan out there. This state has been flipped, which is interesting, by the way, to note, in view of the fact that this is pretty much what the Democrats would like to do in the rest of the country. They would like to turn the rest of the country into permanent Democrat territory, even at the expense of third world living conditions in many cases. And given some of the diseases that are popping up, the filth in the streets, that's what they're producing. As little socialist heavens go, I would dare say that there are people in California today who wish they were in Venezuela. Seriously. This is not a great beginning for socialist heaven, if that's what they had in mind. Anyway, it looks to me like Barr is going to make it, and it looks to me like Los Angeles is going to remain even more of a basket case than it was before. You've got to have voters to change what's going on, and there's just no way. Where would we ship in extra voters to California? You know, think about that. I have no idea where you could ship them in. California, as an electoral entity, is pretty much lost. State government, presidential electoral votes, you can hang that up. On the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, California spending all their money to support all the illegals. An awful lot of it goes in that direction. No money left to pay their teachers, have to provide all these interpreters, you know. That's another problem. The last time I looked, there were 60-some languages which were officially recognized in the Los Angeles School District. Not six. There were 60-some. I mean, every two-bit dialect from every part of the planet. Of course they are wasting money. If it's not on bureaucrats, it's on interpreters. If California is the example of what Democrats want to do to the country, well, no thank you. I'll pass.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.